Hello, homies, and here we are on day 3 of Homeopathy Awareness Week celebrations, where we are bringing you testimonials from home users around the world. We hope you've enjoyed day 1 and 2. We hope you're ready and excited for day 3 as we bring you some more amazing testimonials from home users as well as homeopaths. And how lucky are we to have this incredible worldwide community? It's just been so wonderful getting to listen to all these testimonials. I really hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. So before we kick off, I just quickly want to invite you again, if you haven't already, to come and join my Facebook group, Homeopathy Hangout Podcast. You can also just go to facebook.com/groups/hello homies. And remember, if you want to purchase any of our beautiful kits, which we ship worldwide, or if you want to have an online consultation with any of the homeopaths on my team, you can do so at www.eugeniekruger.com. And also, if you want to support the show, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/hangout. Alrighty, right into it. Enjoy the episode.
Hi Eugenie, I'm Alex and I'm from the UK. I get really scared sharing my homeopathy stories. I do it a lot on my Instagram page called The Happy Home Prescriber. And I do it because I think that it's not my story, it's the remedy story. So I think it's a very human thing and not something that we need to be ashamed of. But it is scary talking about these things. I was going to tell you about my favourite remedy, which is my pocket remedy. It's aconite. It's basically always in my pocket because I used to have panic attacks, especially when I was going to crowded places. And if it got to the point where I just couldn't go anywhere people-y anymore, it was just like, no, that's too people-y. I will have a panic attack. But I knew that aconite was the remedy that would say, I'm going to die any minute now. And that was the feature of my panic attacks. It was just felt like I was going to die. And it was exhausting. And I would often just have to go home tired and really upset about it, actually. And that 30C, that I had 30C of aconite, and that helped a bit. But when I had the 200, that was it. It would just be immediately, I would go from knowing that the panic is coming to I made it up in a spray, I would spray it in my mouth, and then straight away I'd be breathing again, I'd be back. And then I knew I was back to calm, and I'd just take a few moments and I could just go on with what I had to do that day. And now I just know that I've got that friend there in my pocket, so I can do so many things that I couldn't do before. So I'm very, very thankful to my dear friend aconite. And I just think that I like to say that to other people, if you've got a history of trauma and you have anxiety and panic, then to get to know these panic remedies, maybe if you know, just get to know 5 of them, and you'll start to recognise when you need them. And if you've got them, if you've got that knowledge, they'll speak to you and you'll always have a friend and you don't have to be scared anymore. And that's my aconite story, and that's one of my scary stories. Anyway, I thought it's worth sharing in case somebody else needs to hear it too. I love your podcast. I'm always listening to Homeopathy Hangouts when I'm doing my washing up. Brilliant, keep up the good work.
Hello, this is Matthew Zorn with Vital Force Medicine, and my message for Homeopathy Awareness Week is that homeopathy is a system of medicine that stimulates the healing force within you. When you take a remedy and you feel better, it's not what was in the pellets, it's not what was in the liquid that's making you feel better. The remedy is stimulating the vital healing force that's there within you already. The notion that something outside of you is going to heal you is a very allopathic notion. It comes from the allopathic paradigm. True homeopathic paradigm is that the healing force is within you always. Hahnemann was very clear about that. So please, anybody who's listening, just remember that the healing force, the thing that you're looking for, that is going to bring about a sense of wellness, a sense of peace, a sense of clarity, and freedom from signs and symptoms of disease, all of that comes from within. So whether it's homeopathy or some other energetic form of medicine that deals directly with the vital force, directly with the soul of the individual, that will bring about true healing. So with that, blessings to everybody and enjoy homeopathy. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Renee and I'm living in the southwest of WA. I found homeopathics through Eugenie. I met her in a previous job and she became, a really good friend of mine, and she brought me into the world of homeopathics, which I'm so very thankful. And I've used them to support my family over the last 5 years. Over the last 5 years, I've used homeopathy to treat my family, but recently I've used it to heal my dog twice. So the first time he got an infection just before Christmas, and we took him to the vet in Perth. A lump came up really quickly. I was thinking maybe cancer. So she did an aspiration and it was an infection. So we treated the infection with traditional vet medication. And then she suggested when we got home, we went to see the local vet, which we did. And she said she was pretty sure it was a grass seed. So my dog's 13 years old and she wanted to operate to remove the grass seed, and it would cost us $850. One thing was we didn't really have the money, but also I was concerned about his age going under the knife and being put to sleep. So we had to take him back in another week to treat an ear infection. So we came home and my daughter and I started treating him with silica 3 times a day. And after 6 days, he started licking the site again. It was in his abdomen. And when we took him back to the vet, he'd actually opened up the site and the silica had pushed the grass seed out. It saved us and saved him so much. And then we just treated the wound with Hypercal Mother Tincture and some of the stuff that they gave us. And then a couple of weeks later, he decided he would go and eat a very large block of Cadbury's dairy milk chocolate, because he does love chocolate, but it doesn't love him. And by the time I realized that it was quite late and we're in a regional area, so I really felt like, we just had to see the night out and see what we could do. So we gave him Nux Vomica, and my daughter said the chocolate affects their liver. So we gave him liver tonic, and him and I were sort of up and down all night. He was really uncomfortable. And then I was like, I just wanted to give him something else. And I Googled what you give dogs when they have chocolate, and it said charcoal, and I didn't have any charcoal. But I remembered that Carbo Veg was the homeopathic charcoal. So I gave him that, and I think it was after that point he vomited. And he just got better from then. I think I kept on dosing him a little bit longer. And I think by like about 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning, we both went to sleep. And when we woke up in the morning, he was fine. So, yes, homeopathy is great for your family, but also really, really good for your pets when when you want to help them and support them.
Hello to the lovely Eugenie and everybody. And my name is Penny Barron, and I'm a homeopath of nearly 20 years. And I've just seen that Eugenie wanted people to talk about success stories with homeopathy. I think with any homeopath, you just wouldn't know where to start. I see probably, up to 6 clients a day when I'm at the clinic, and I work a couple of days a week. And I don't hear back from everybody, and I don't get a massively amazing result with absolutely everybody. But the ones who come back saying, oh my God, the eczema's gone, or my hormones are so much better, or more recently, a lovely teenage girl with horrendous tummy cramps before an event each time. They would get worse, and she had this horrific anticipation sort of anxiety, and it would show up in her tummy. That was really good with Arjunit. There was another lady with acne, and it would start on the left and move to the right, and that was Lachesis, and I gave her Lachesis, and the acne went away. It was really effective. And eczema, like I said earlier, with little babies, I've been seeing a lot of little ones with eczema lately for some reason. And, when it's uncomplicated with cortisone cream, homeopathy can be amazing for eczema. There was one little one just recently, just so sociable, so gorgeous, and I gave her phosphorus for her eczema, and it disappeared literally within about 3 or 4 days. I am struggling with a case of Tourette's at the moment, and that's a little bit more complicated. Usually the remedies just work really well, but with this little one, I'm really struggling. So we're looking into heavy metal toxicity and hair analysis, and consider some harder hitting remedies. Many of the Tourette's cases I've seen with homeopathy, they respond really quickly as well. Some of the remedies are things like Hyos and Baryta Carb and Stramonium with Tourette's. So I have a really huge variety of people and presenting with all kinds of different stuff going on. When people come in, I never know what I'm going to get. And, so many amazing outcomes. And you'll hear this from any homeopath, and that's why we stay practicing for so long, because we just get so much satisfaction and just this little dopamine hit every time we hear that somebody's doing better. And coughs are so difficult to treat when you're trying to nut through the different symptoms, but when you get the right remedy, amazing. And so I'm in love with Bryonia at the moment for those hideous dry coughs where you can't move, otherwise you'll just cough and cough and cough. Anyway, I just wanted to say a word about homeopathy. Just love your work, Eugenie. You just do an amazing job. You are just so inspiring for homeopathy. I love your enthusiasm, and I just love hearing all the amazing homeopathy stories from your people who you interview. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sarah, and I live here in Perth, WA. I found homeopathy when my son was around 14 months old. He was teething terribly, and I hated giving him traditional Nurofen or Dimodon due to the ingredients, but also because they gave very temporary relief, if any, and they really always gave him a sore tummy for the next 24 hours afterwards. So it started when I came across the Walita teething powder, and then when teething became more difficult, I found Eugenie and I dived right in. The main remedies that we used were obviously chamomilla when he was unhappy and unsettled. We found borax really useful when he was grinding his teeth when he was sleeping at night during those really hard teething times. Calc carb, because he was a really hard teether when it came to getting his molars through. And phytolacum for that biting the breast stage. And it was just really convenient to use Eugenie's teething mix when out and about, because then it was just that one remedy that had the combination in there, and I could just, you know, carry that around really easily. My son's almost 4 now, and we've had 0 pharmaceuticals since then. All medications in our cupboards have long since expired and been disposed of. I've been seeing Eugenie myself for over 2 years, and in that time, I've uprooted my cat allergy completely. And that wasn't even the reason I was seeing her. So that was unexpected, but delightful. My favorite remedies as a parent are probably Arnica and Aconite. For me personally, I love to keep the injury mix in my bag at CrossFit. Homeopathy's empowered me to support myself and my family through RSV, gastro, colds, injuries, times of stress, griefs, cold sores, and more. I just want to make it clear that before homeopathy, my allergies were actually so severe that I'd done a decade of desensitization therapy and I still needed year-round antihistamines, prescription nasal spray and eye drops. It actually started when I was in my early teens, and by 25, my latest allergy to cats developed. So to be able to uproot that has been life-changing. My eyes used to literally swell shut even without contact to the actual cat. And now my hay fever is literally just hay fever now. It's generally just in spring. It's quite mild compared to what it was. And it's completely supported by homeopathy. My advice to newbies would be that if traditional medicine isn't working for you, try something different. The possibilities are endless, and there are so many different modalities out there that can help you for chronic situations, but it's also just very empowering to have on hand for those acute times of need. It's always scary for new mums to have, you know, their bub with a first fever or a first illness that just keeps bub up all night, and homeopathy is just, it's made everything a lot easier. Thanks.
Hi, Eugenie. This is Barbara Peter. How has homeopathy helped me in my life? Let me count the ways. I'm almost 72. I've been using homeopathy for 40 years now. I was introduced to it when I was 32 years old. Recently, I used it, Caroline Gaskin's sleep combo, last night, and I slept amazingly well. So that was the last homeopathic remedy I took. I've used it for trigeminal neuralgia. I used the Narayani remedy for that, cleared it away. I've used it for injuries. My children are in their 30s now, my three sons. You can imagine three boys, lots of injuries. I've used the remedies for head injuries, for injured bones, all kinds of imaginable injuries, emotional situations for myself and for my children. My son had a very, very disappointing experience with a girl, and I had to really get out the big guns to help him because he was just completely undone. So hope this helps. Sending you lots of love. Thank you for everything that you do. Bye.
Hi, this is Rebecca Paparella. I'm from the Texas Hill Country. Our family had an amazing homeopathic healing about 12 years ago. Our grandson was 3 years old, and he had been born 6 weeks early. He was just not connecting. He didn't talk much. He didn't interact a whole lot, and he only ate three foods, which were cantaloupe, corn tortillas, cheese, and then he would drink water. So I was getting concerned about him, and just by providence, I was registered to go attend a three-day seminar at the Colorado School of Homeopathy with homeopath Anna Schad from Germany. At the time, she had three pediatric clinics, and she specialized in kids on the spectrum, often using matrodonal remedies. So she was teaching placenta, which was proven by the Welsh School of Homeopathy, and it sounded like my grandson. And what got me excited was my daughter, his mom, was about to have another baby in a few weeks. And I realized he missed the last 6 weeks by being born early of having a healthy placenta. Maybe if I made him a remedy from her subsequent upcoming placenta that was 40 weeks long, healthy, full term, maybe that would lend some of its energy to him for what he had missed. So the midwife saved me a piece of placenta, and I used Hahnemann's instructions, and I sat up late one night, and I made a 40C of the placenta. I believe the Welsh school made a 40C representing 40 healthy weeks of a full-term pregnancy. It took about a month to notice that he really was shifting. What happened first was I noticed I could pick him up without him kicking and squirming and pushing away to get away from me. You know, even when he had been breastfeeding up to age two, he would lay perpendicular nursing to his mother like a puppy. He just didn't like to be touched. He wasn't interacting. So anyway, he got to where he just slowly started opening up more. He added some foods, mostly fruit, to his repertoire, and he just continued to start to, you know, come into the world more. I did redose him about 4 months into this, and that was the only other time. And he continued to progress. He is now 15 years old. He's pretty normal for a teenager. And I'm going to say, my husband witnessed all this happening back then, and he said, this is like the hand of God reached out and caught this child in free fall, just in midair, and saved the day. We have a great respect for homeopathy. And please, I got to have a shout out to all my teachers over the decades. It's just amazing what we can do for ourselves and each other with this beautiful art. So thank you all so much. And thanks for letting me tell my story.
Oh, hi, Eugenie. My name's Jude Caulfield. I'm calling from Salmon Arm, British Columbia. I just want to tell you about a case that I took very early on in my practice, probably over 20 years ago. A lady came in with her son. He was about 15 years old. And when they came in the office, I noticed that he had really big soles on the bottom of his, you know, like padded up soles on the bottom of his shoes. And he was having trouble walking. And he was actually, you know, quite a big lad. Anyway, when they came in, I took his case history and he was having problems with the skin on the bottom of his feet. When he showed me his feet, they were super cracked, like huge cracks. They were bleeding and they were red, they were inflamed, and they were just so painful for him. And he and his mum, they said that he'd been to like doctors, he'd had creams, he'd had steroids, he'd been to naturopaths, they've used vitamins, they'd used all kinds of things, and nothing had really helped him at all. So they decided, last resort, as usual, they come and see a homeopath. So I took all the symptoms down, repertorized what was going on. At the time, I said, well, do you know anything that might have caused this? And he said, no, just sort of happened, not sure, but I've had it for 9 months. It's not getting any better, and it's really affecting my life. So I looked through the symptoms, and the remedy graffitis came up, which is made from graphite. And so I said to him, I said, do you know anything to do with lead? Is anything, you know, I mean, can you think of anything connected with that? And he said, oh, I've just remembered, he said, before this started, some of my friends or one of my friends at school stabbed me with a pencil. Could that be related? I said, well, I don't know. We're just going to try the remedy. So I gave him the graphite, the graffitis, in a low potency and said, you know, take this. And then as soon as your skin starts healing up, then stop taking it. So he came back for his follow-up appointment about 3 to 4 weeks later. And he just bound into the office with a big smile on his face. And then he took off his shoes and socks and showed me, and the bottom of his feet were like a baby's bottom. They were just amazing. They'd cleared up so well. And he and his mum were super happy. That was it. His feet were, you know, just back to how they should be. It definitely changed his life, right? He was in so much pain and he was getting so depressed, putting on weight because he couldn't walk around. So that homeopathic was just amazing. And I think that's really what got me started on specializing in skin problems, because I could see it was so dramatic, the change, and it changed his life so much. And he went to work overseas when he got older, in some volunteer missions, and he would send me postcards, and it was just amazing. So that's my happy story and how homeopathy can be so magical. Okay, have a great day. Thanks.